The second area where Chazal permitted Amir La'akum, or didn't prohibit Amir La'akum, is a better way of putting it, is during the period known as Ben Hashmoshes. At the beginning of Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, maybe the Chumrah, by the end of Shabbos, but the beginning of Shabbos, the period of time which is known as Ben Hashmoshes, we'll explain what that is in a moment. So Chazal, it has a status of Basafik. So Isurim Deraisa, they are also, but Isurim Derabanan, certain Isurim Derabanan they permitted. And one of them which they permitted was the halacha of Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is going to be mutter ben hashmoshes with limitations. So what is permitted to tell what is ben hashmoshes and what is permitted to do with Amir La'akum during ben hashmoshes? Ben hashmoshes is the period the way we are knowing from the time the sun sets till what's defined in Seisa Kachavim, which the different people have different opinions. What Seisa Kachavim is, the shul follows their calculation, the other ways to calculate it. From the time the sun sets until that point in time is known as Ben Hashmoshes. It has a suffix, whether it's considered day or night. The rise, any malacha, the rice is usur. Amir La'akum is mutter, even to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha, the rice, if it's for the purpose of halakas neiris, let's say, or something which is tzarech Shabbos, tzarech mitzvah, even a malacha deraisa. We spoke about you can be Amir La'akum on Shabbos itself for an Issa derabanan for a tzarech mitzvah. Now, Ben Hashmoshes, you're allowed to even do an Issa deraisa. Tell a goy to do an Issa deraisa. Tell Nazir to do malacha deraisa for the purpose of a mitzvah. You can have a non Jew do a malacha deraisa for something which is a hesed merubah. We spoke about the hesed merubah before, but we spoke about it in the context of on Shabbos having a non-Jew do a malacha derabanan, and now Ben Hashmoshes, as we're saying, is going to be permitted to have a non-Jew do even a malacha deraisa for the tzarech of the Yisrael if it's a hesed merubah. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why that's going to be mutter is we do not want to be have the person being sitting in a state of tsar on Shabbos. So therefore, we're going to be matur the hefsed meruba, the situation, the mir la'akum. The question comes up. Want to add 2 points to this? We find there's a halacha. Once a person is makabel Shabbos, not all shrusim become mutter. Once the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, so then already you can't do malachas the rabbanon. The concept that shrus is mutter ben hashmoshes is questionable once the tzibur is makabel Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though that's so, even if the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, the halach of Amir La'akum remains mutter ben hashmoshes. That which the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, so the rabbanons are not mutter anymore once the tzibur is makabel Shabbos, that applies to the rabbanons which involve a person doing actual malacha, himself doing the malacha. So even the rabbanans are going to be us at that point in time. But Amir La'akum is not going to be prohibited at that point in time. And the tzibur is not makabel Shabbos, the whole tzibur, but only individual person himself or one minya, whatever it is. And not only is it mutzah permitted to do Amir La'akum at that point in time, it's also permitted to do Amir L'Yisrael. So you're allowed to ask, it's before Shabbos still, your makabel Shabbos, or at least you're allowed to ask a Jew to do a malacha for you. Whatever it needs to be taken care of, you're allowed to ask another Jew to do that during that period of time also. So there's a case where Amir Yisrael is permitted. This heter of, last point, this heter of Ben Hashmoshes does not apply in Motzei Shabbos, even though we have a rule, they weren't curse on the Shus and Ben Hashmoshes, that applies on the Ben Hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos, not on the Ben Hashmoshes of Motzei Shabbos. Have a good morning. Have a good day.